We're back on Matadors pregame. Andy Corneo joins us, the head coach of the Matador baseball squad, as they play Pepperdine in a midweek before embarking on another road trip to go to Riverside, your old haunt, coach, for the next league series. Let me turn it back to the Cal Poly series. Give me your assessment. I mean, obviously you want to win the series. You didn't win it, but it was on the road. How'd you feel? What were the good things you saw this weekend?
Well, the best thing that we saw was we salvaged a series on Sunday. They did it without me. I guess I'm the problem. But to come from behind that late showed some resiliency. So we've been able to see that early on with this team. Guys don't give up. Even the tough series at Oregon State, we're coming from behind often, and guys are resilient, so that's a positive.
You know what you won, Coach, is Bobby didn't give them an out on a bunt. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't even – but, I mean, six-run rally was big, and it was some different guys, some guys that you've given opportunities to who are now paying off a little bit. Some of the younger guys contributed to that rally in the ninth.
Yeah, that's the benefit of having some youth where they can stop thinking and just go out and play. And we needed to do something different, so we shuffled the lineup around. And back to your point, they actually did try to bunt, run around first and second, and they got the lead out. so they did. Bobby did try and bunt, but the younger guys have stepped up. Guys like Will Lindbergh, Andrew Ghana, Jaron Sanderson. He was late to weights this morning, so he's not going to be able to play. And otherwise, he would still be in the lineup. So we still have to do things right, but. Those guys have stepped up big for us. So, you know, hopefully we can get more guys in there. We tried adding Trent Abel into the mix. You know, he came up short a little bit. So, you know, I'll use anyone. It doesn't matter to me as long as we're competitive.
You know, Josh Romero's number is a little different. I think he only gave up his first runs this weekend. But you've had to use him a lot more. Now, you told me before the year he likes to get the ball a lot. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's true. He wasn't... Physically, he didn't have the physical endurance last year because he was dealing with knee issues. We recruited him as a two-way guy, catcher, pitcher, and we eventually had to stop him from catching and solely concentrate on pitching because of the knee. But this year he's healthy, didn't play summer ball very much anywhere, so we could to allow him to heal. And he's very efficient, even though he threw 3 2/3, yeah. I believe, on Sunday. He only threw 38 pitches, so you know, I told him from the fifth inning on, be ready to go, and he's up for it.
Speaking of the new guys, Joshua is going to start today. You're going to throw him out, the lefty out of the Inland Empire, and he's done some interesting things. He's looked pretty good from what I've seen.
Yeah, his batting average against is low. We've got some guys scuffling in the bullpen. Kenji's kind of been up and down. Ryan Wentz has struggled with the zone. We've had Ignasiak kind of been cold as of late. I'm looking for anyone to just step up and whoever wants to play. He has missed big on occasion, and he's walked in a run at Oregon State. But Josh has been competitive. He's thrown enough strikes, and you know, we're giving everyone an opportunity. You'll probably see a couple of freshman pitchers that haven't pitched this year. And just see if they can step up and do something pretty similar to the position players.
We were talking earlier defensively. I know you talked about some issues at Oregon. You've been pretty happy with the defense, though, overall. Where are you in that process?
Overall, I'm pretty happy with it. We've showed some flashes of breaking down in certain games, but for the most part, they've been solid. I mean, if you go back to a large portion of the Oregon State Series, the Tuesday game at University of San Diego, and even at Cal Poly, we've been playing good defense. A couple of miscues early on with Andrew Ghana in left field where a ground ball kind of eluded him and added to extra bases. But for the most part, it has been solid. I've been pleased.
And then last thing for me, I want to talk a little bit about Kamayu, Neighbors. Kind of, he's really stepped up for you. I think coming into the year, I know you probably had kind of a role in the back of your head for him, but he's really kind of stepped up. He's in the starting lineup. One of your more productive guys has been playing some solid defense as well.
Yeah, we saw that in the fall. Just competitive, good, consistent at-bats. Willing to inside game, try and work his way on, go deep into counts, foul some pitches off. For a long time, he only had one strikeout for a third into the season. And he's been getting to two strikes quite a bit. So it just shows his ability to put the bat on the ball. Maybe he was a little bit lighter on the lighter end at the Cal Poly series. We're staying with him because he's been one of the more consistent hitters all year. So hoping he bounces back today and this weekend.
Back home after 8 games on the road, Eddie Cornejo, thanks for joining us. Matadors and Pepperdine coming up next.
Thank you.